With just about 97 hours between the end of Sunday's game and kickoff of Thursday night's game against the New York Giants, the Broncos say they can't jam too much into a condensed work week and need to stick to correcting the basics. Head coach Josh McDaniels says he's excited about playing on Thursday night in prime time. The bottom line, it's the next game and the next chance for this Broncos team to break out of its four-game losing streak and get that seventh win.
Slam it all in there together. You know, both teams are going through the same situation. It's exciting to play on Thanksgiving. I've done it one time before, and you don't have enough time to worry about some things, and you got to, you know, try to put your best stuff out there and get your players to understand who you're playing as quickly as you possibly can, and then go forward.
DJ Williams and Champ Bailey are the only defensive players left on the team's roster since the Broncos last faced the Giants in 2005. Safety Brian Dawkins, however, has seen plenty of Eli Manning and knows the defense cannot allow the Giants quarterback to feel comfortable in the pocket.
You know that at any given moment, he can get into a rhythm and he can eat you up. At any given time, if you let him sit back there and pat that ball and look at your secondary, he can put the ball where it needs to be.
We know he's going to, you know, do a good job of holding his count and, you know, playing with the play clock. So we got to do a good job of disguising on the back end.
You know, one thing that's been constant is their quarterback. So, I mean, he makes that offense go. I mean, unless he's handing it off to Jacobs, you know, he can be dominant if you let him. And, you know, Steve Smith is coming along. He's probably got more catches than anybody. You know, they got a lot of weapons. And just because they're young and different, you know, it doesn't make them any less dangerous than they were.
Defensively, even though the Giants employ a different scheme, they try to pressure the quarterback, much like the Broncos.
They blitz enough to make you have to defend it and block it all the time. But then when they want to send those four guys up front at you, you know, you still don't have a whole lot of time to stand back there and hold the football. They got great edge rushers, Tuck and Umanora. I mean, they're probably as good as you're going to play in terms of having two guys coming at you on every play. They're physical. They change it up. They don't give you the same move every single time. They're not just a run around the edge kind of player. They can come inside, outside. They run stunts. They blitz them. So it's a great challenge. I mean, it's going to be a great challenge for us. I think you have to mix what you're doing. You know, you don't want to just stand back there and hold the ball and let them know where you're going to be, you know, for 60 minutes, because that hadn't really worked for anybody. It's not a good formula.
They have some good players on that defense, you know, and they can cause a lot of havoc. You know, they can create a mess for an offense if you don't account for them. You know, they pressure a lot, and we have to be prepared, you know, we have to be very focused, you know, especially with this short week.
And with the last game of November in front of the Broncos, McDaniel says the team's not worried about making up for four straight losses with one game. The focus is set squarely on beating New York.
The fact that we're on a short week, like I said, doesn't give you much time to think about a lot of other scenarios. And, you know, we've got a few days to prepare for a really good team. We know we need to get back on track and win some games. And I think that's our focus. Our focus is on trying to play well, you know, and if we can play well, we'll be in games and we'll have an opportunity to win them at the end, which was what we were doing early. So I don't think we're worried about all that other stuff right now. We've got to focus on a very difficult team to prepare for, and that's where our focus is going to be.
Wednesday's injury report listed both offensive tackle Ryan Harris and running back Lamont Jordan out for Thursday night's game, and Kyle Orton and Brian Dawkins both practiced Wednesday and are listed as probable. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. A happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Plenty of coverage on DenverBroncos.com from Invesco Field at Mile High as the Broncos face the Giants.